Well, good evening, everybody. Welcome once again to the webcast. Here we are, the end of our 13th year. Seems like yesterday, 2010, when we hatched the plot. But hey, 13 years, Barry. Not bad going.
Time flies when you're having fun, eh?
And I think we've had quite a bit of fun along the way, eh?
You got that right, mate. It's been quite a journey, and we're wrapping up 13 years today, and you know, 14, here we come.
Yeah, we'll be kicking off again in September. Yeah. And we were just saying before, you know, we went live, the difference in technology from where we are today to where we were 13 years ago. It was so clunky and pixelated and blurred and oh dear. But pretty good these days, eh?
Well, you know, and of course we were trying to squeeze the life out of the technology back then, and I think we're doing the same thing today.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. And you know, who knows, maybe another 13 years, gosh, I'll be 75. So who knows whether we'll be doing this in 13 years time. We'll see.
I have a theory that Mark, for whatever reason, I don't know why he struggles with it, but I just, you know, I'm saying if we're going to be doing this, and I don't even think it'll be 13 years, it could be 5 years or even less, we might be holograms. I mean, we might be actually in your living room, you know, and you know, sitting down and having a cup of tea with you.
The thought is just, keep me real. I like the, you know,
well,
I don't wanna,
you know what?
I don't want to lose part of myself if I'm transferred across the world into people's living rooms. You know, I might not all come back together at the end.
Well, we'll see where we go with that. Go with the flow, brother.
Go with the flow. But we do have another anniversary to celebrate today. Well, I want to celebrate it today. It's nearly 25 years since the Father's Love Letter went live. When was that, Barry? Which month was that?
Well, it was December that I created it.
December 1998. Yeah.
And then just then shared it in January. So it's coming up. It's a few more months, but again, time flies when you're having fun. 25 Absolutely. Years. I can't believe you know where the time has gone, and yet you know it still has legs.
So. 25 years ago, it was a PowerPoint presentation that you kind of converted to a clunky video file.
That's exactly right. And it was with the...
broke the internet.
Yeah, and it was with it. Back then, it wasn't a narration. It was just with the Brian Dirksen song, Faithful Father, which I got permission to use. And it was just... it kind of, even back then, it pushed the limits of the internet, and we had some problems that way. We had so many people who were watching at any given time that anybody else using the internet service that we were on, they couldn't get on. All the websites couldn't function because of the people who were watching the Father's Love Letter video. So it's been quite a journey over the years, that's for sure.
But now we have a new version of the Father's Love Letter.
Yes, that's right. That I guess that's new. I mean, over the years, you know, we had back in 2001, we had a dear friend a new friend at the time, Roy Lamont. He offered to narrate it. At that point, we didn't have a narration version. And this Roy is, if anybody has heard the Father's Love Letter, it has an amazing voice, and so it's been just a blessing. But you know, over the years, I've never felt like there's really been a need to add my voice. I mean, it's been recorded many times by many other narrators, and certainly lots of other languages. But I've just never, you know, felt the need to that. But I, you know, friends over the years have been encouraging me and just saying, yeah, you know what? Even though you don't necessarily have the professional booming bassy sound of Roy Lamont, that you wrote that letter, God used you to write the letter, and maybe you should do it. So a couple of, just last weekend, I just thought, okay, I'm just going to try. I've never, in 25 years, close to 25 years, I've never even tried to record a narration. And so This is a new microphone that I got a couple of weeks ago. And so I thought, well, you know what? I'll try the new mic and we'll give it a go. And then so I recorded it. And then I thought, okay, let's think about video. And within, it took me 2 days straight of playing around. But we ended up having a new version of the Father's Love Letter. So if anybody wants to listen to it, you're welcome to go to our website, fatherslovelettercom. And it's on the main page, but the graphic is the 25th anniversary version. And if you follow the link to download it, you can download the audio or even the video file, which is pretty big, but it's anybody who wants it can have it. So,
yeah, I would recommend it highly. I've watched it a couple of times and I just thought, you know, there is something about the guy who actually wrote it, reading it. And I know Barry won't say this, so I'm going to say it, but I actually think it's a very, very special video. And, you know, to me, it's great. So I would really, really encourage you guys to not only watch it, but to share it on your Facebook pages as a new creation. Just, you know, give it a new bit of impetus around the world. But it really is. It is very, very good, and I've really enjoyed it. And the video that goes with it is excellent, of course. So, you know, it's the number of people that have watched that video over the years. It must be into the millions, tens of millions. And
yeah, I mean, it's
hundreds of millions.
Well, yeah, we have no idea, you know, what that number is, but it's been a lot. You know, I mean, with one unauthorized version was 30 million. So that's just one if you do a search of Father's Love Letter on YouTube, and I seldom do that these days because it's just, you start scrolling and you just see like so many versions that are out there. And, you know, some of them are using our soundtrack and maybe adding their graphics or sharing our video, but yeah, it's a lot.
And, you know, Barry, you just have such a great heart to do that and just to let it go freely wherever it goes. So bless you. And, you know, guys, just take that opportunity. I see Hillary said she wants to get some printed. You can get them print. You can download and print off the website, can't you? The printed version.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So good. So that's, you know, the new movie of the week, you know, it'll be up for the Oscars next year.
Yeah, well, I won't hold my breath on that one.
No, probably not. So, yeah, the other thing, we just want to thank you guys for being with us on this journey.
Yeah.
You know, I know some of you have been watching us faithfully over the years, and we just appreciate that. We appreciate you giving your time and joining us and being with all our imperfections of technology and the way we communicate things and whatever. But we do just appreciate you guys turning up week after week. And, you know, those of you who watch it later on catch up, again, you know, just a big thank you. To all of you. It's great.
Yeah. And I would say, I was talking to my wife the other day about our journey of 13 years doing this. What I really believe it really has been we have a small group that's virtual around the world, in the sense, you know, sometimes bigger than others. And, you know, of course, they're a small group live, but there's, you know, certainly a lot more maybe watching afterwards. But that's, in essence, this is the journey that we have gone on and are going on with you guys. So it's just not just Mark and I talking heads. This is live. This is interacting. This is us reading the comments during the live stream as best we can. It's a little easier when there's two of us on. But afterwards, when we can't do it live, but yeah, we do so appreciate you guys, and we honor you for just, you know, wanting to hang out with us like this. This is in many ways it's humbling that you'd want to be with us, that you would invest your time. So I just add my thanks to Mark's, and it's really appreciate it.
Yeah.
So what are we gonna do tonight?
Well, I was going to put my party lights on, but decided not to. Well, you know, I think one of the things, and we, you know, I think the thing that really strikes Barry and I about this webcast is actually very, very relational. You know, I mean, we obviously, the two of us get on very, very well together. And we enjoy and appreciate the comments that, that come through. And we don't feel like we're here doing a formal lecture in any sense, do we, Barry?
It's no, not at all.
And for us, you know, we wanted it, we want the webcast to be that kind of relational, fun interaction, because we both really believe that that echoes, you know, the heart of the Father. And we just thought we'd spend a little bit of time this evening just talking about this relationship, you know. And I was in Poland over the weekend and had a great time. And I was doing a conference for a church, which was wonderful. You know, the thing that struck me, Barry, is a lot of the people in this church have been on our Father Heart schools. And they've come to the hotel where I've done the school. But this time I was in their church. And do you know what? It felt from, it felt different. You know, they were so open. They were so pleased that I'd gone to their place. And I thought, you know, that's relationship, isn't it? You know, and it just kind of touched me. And I thought, you know, this is just good. But anyway, it was a good weekend. But one of the things, I actually did a home group last Thursday night in a barn at the couple I was staying with. And they have this home group, 20 people meet in their barn every Wednesday or Thursday evening. And we had a really good time. But I just spoke out of the two prayers in Ephesians, that, you know, Paul's prayers. And I'm going to kind of start with this evening, because I think it's kind of the, it's kind of just what Barry and I feel is the Father's heart for us, you know, as we wrap up this year. And we know these prayers, you know, but I'll just read it again. It's Ephesians chapter 1, verse 15. For this reason, ever since I've heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all God's people, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. I keep asking the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, that he will give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people. And, you know, when I read that, I just see what is the Father's heart. You know, Paul emphasizes at the beginning, you know, I keep asking the God of our Lord Jesus Christ. And it's like, just in case we don't know who this God is, he's the glorious Father. It's kind of like, oh, by the way, you know, he is the glorious Father. And you know, that's who Paul is addressing this prayer to. I keep asking the glorious Father to give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Why? So that you may know him better. And it's just so wonderful. The Father, the glorious Father, gives us the very thing we need, the spirit of wisdom and revelation, to get to know him better. Yeah, and what that tells me is, we can't get to know him better through our own striving or performance or rules and regulations or theories or theologies. We get to know him better through the spirit of wisdom and revelation that he gives us. I mean, you know, when I read this, I think this is really simple. He gives us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so we can get to know him better. And really, you know, before we went live, this is kind of what Barry and I were talking about. It's all about us getting to know him better. It's a relationship. It's, you know, it's not facts. It's not principles. I mean, you know, facts and principles are there and they're important, but the main thing is that we get to know him better. And, you know, when I was talking in this home group last week, I thought, yeah, you know what, Father, that's what I want for myself too. You know, I mean, the journey that I've been on over the last few years, you know, I feel like I've got to know him a lot better. But I feel like there's so much more to experience of him. And, you know, I want to take this prayer to myself, you know, that, yeah, Father, I want more of that spirit of wisdom and revelation. I really do want to get to know you better, because that's what it's about. And, you know, that's what we want this webcast to be about. However many years we do it, we want it to be something that helps you get to know the Father better and to experience his fathering in practical day-to-day, down-to-earth ways. Wow. That, you know, we can all say, I know that God is loving me. I know, you know, even if you're having a bad day, you know I'm in the center of the Father's love. You know, I know he's being a father to me. And so, you know, really, we've got no idea where this conversation is going to go this evening. But we just want to sort of end this season just by reminding us all that actually what we're drawn into is the biggest love story in history.
Yeah.
And we're invited in. And, you know, whenever there's an invitation, we have that choice. You know, are we going to stay outside or are we going to come in? You know, let's come into this. Let's go deeper into this revelation. Let's just give ourselves, maybe over this summer period, give ourselves to getting to know him better.
Wow. I'm just chewing on what you just said. Yeah, I mean, I just echo what Mark says, shared there. I just feel that there's so much, you know, we can be distracted by what I call the shiny objects in the kingdom. You know, the things that are all good, like all the you know, the gifts of the Holy Spirit and all of the acts of service and, you know, all of the different dynamics and components of the kingdom. And they're all wonderful things, but, you know, I really believe at the very center point of the heart of the Godhead, Father, Son, and Spirit, is just intimacy with Father and Son and Holy Spirit. And of course, John 17:3, Paul says, or Jesus said in his high priestly prayer, that this is eternal life, that they might know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you sent. And yeah, I just think that that is the cry of Mark and I's heart. It's just, is that we would all be able to walk. It's almost like, you know, virtually at least, hand in hand in this journey together. And, you know, as I've said often, Jack Winter used to say that we're three-year-olds teaching two-year-olds. And, you know, if that's the case, I'm not sure if I'm three yet, but I'm good with that. But, you know, I really believe that at the end of the day, that all the Father is longing for is our hearts. He's not looking for our works. He's not looking for our intellect. He's not looking for some even, you know, leaping tall buildings at a single bound. All he wants is for us to love him. And of course, that love can be at times manifest in leaping tall buildings at a single bound if the Father is leading us that way. But it's always to do things from a place of being loved rather than in this pursuit of this elusive love through works and striving and always chasing the what seems to be so elusive. So I believe that. I believe, and even in that prayer that you just read, you know, that in about the spirit of wisdom and revelation, and of course, you know, it in a sense that it takes the pressure off of us trying to do something. Trying to be something, somehow I've got to work harder in order to grasp this. It's the Holy Spirit that the Father gives us. And in Romans 5:5, we know it says that hope doesn't disappoint us because God has poured his love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, which he's given us. So this precious Holy Spirit, where God has actually given a part of himself, because the Holy Spirit is so beautiful, because Holy Spirit's the Spirit of the Father. Jesus calls the Holy Spirit the Spirit of the Father. And then, and Paul describes the Holy Spirit as the Spirit of the Son.
Yeah.
And so this is, in a sense, the very personality of both Father and Son in the person of the Holy Spirit that dwells in us.
Yeah.
And he makes Jesus known, and he makes the Father known. He continues to bring that revelation of love and drawing us into this place of intimacy more and more day after day. And as you said, Mark, I really feel that this revelation of the Father's love is, it's the most practical, boots on the ground kind of revelation that impacts every day in our life. It's not some spiritual, theological, intellectual ascent that, you know, only impacts us on Sunday mornings. But this is something that affects our relationships and our ability to rest and our family and our dreams and our hopes and our playtime and our vocation and all everything else, right? Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I just say yes and amen to everything that you shared, that is the very heart of us. It's not to be, I would say certainly as far as theology goes that Mark would have a better grasp of theology than me, but even then, you know, we really just value the glorious simplicity of being little boys with a big dad, and so, you know, we so appreciate you guys being interested to hear these two little boys talk every week about this stuff.
Yeah, and I think that, I mean, that is really it. You know, and I know we talk about this a lot, but I've really come back to this a lot over the past few weeks. You know, Jesus said in Matthew 11, Father, I thank you. You know, it was your good pleasure to hide these things from the wise and learned, but you've revealed them to little children, those with a childlike heart. And, you know, I keep coming back to that. And, you know, I look at Barry and I think, well, he's over there, isn't he? You know, I look at Barry and think, you know, this guy's probably the most childlike person I know. And I think, yeah, I would like a heart like that. Just that simple trust on the Father. See, this prayer in Ephesians, it's kind of got two parts. He says, you know, I ask that the glorious Father will give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. So that's the first part. We get to know him better. But the more we get to know him better, you know, the more the second part of the prayer becomes a reality for us. And the second part of the prayer is, I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the glorious riches in his holy people. And it's like we need to see who we really are. You know, we see who he is, but we see who we are. We see the hope to which he's called us, and he's called us to be sons and daughters with a childlike heart. And so for me, this prayer is like the double-edged sword. You know, we get to know him, but we get to know ourselves better. And there are so many times, and you know we talk about this often, but there are so many times when, you know, Jesus says you can only enter the kingdom of heaven with a childlike heart. You know, why do we make it complicated? And it's like, I just want to get rid of that the complications. Because the gospel, the kingdom, it's got to be simple. And I think we've made it so complicated. And let's just strip all of those things away and bring it back to this core revelation. You know, Paul goes on to say in Ephesians chapter 2, you know, you were dead in your transgressions and sins in which you used to live when you followed the ways of the world. But because of his great love, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ. See, because of his great love, you know, for God so loved the world. See, it's all about his love for us. And that love, as Barry said, it's not dependent on works. It's not dependent on performance. It's not dependent on intellectual ability. It's just, hey, the Father loves us because he loves us because he loves us. And there are days that all of us have, I'm sure, when we struggle to believe that.
Mm.
You know, things are going badly, things are going wrong, there's pressures, there's hassles, there's the struggle of our heart, you know, the things that we struggle with, you know, the pain, the woundedness, you know, the sin that we try to get rid of and all that sort of stuff. And, you know, we can just feel like there are times when we have a heavy heart for whatever reason. And you know what it will be for you. And it's like those days when we feel like we have a heavy heart, it's like not just that there's a cloud between us and heaven, but like a sort of great metal lid. And we kind of struggle to break through that. And I just want to, you know, we know this, but I want to remind us it's because of his great love for us. Mm. You know, because of his great love for you.
Mm.
That there's never been a day when he hasn't loved you. There's never been a moment that he hasn't loved you. Right now, in this moment, he's loving each one of us.
Mm.
And, you know, it's that love. You know, I mean, Barry won't have been like this, of course, but, you know, there's been times when, you know, I wanted to change myself and, you know, think, oh, you know, I wish this could change in my life or that could change in my life, you know, and I've tried hard to change myself. And, you know, I can change myself for a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. But, you know, my performance, my effort doesn't really go very far. But
right.
When I bring myself back to that place of living in love, it's love that transforms me. And just that resting place of his love is the thing that brings up the change. So, you know, if you're looking for change in your life, you know, I just encourage you to just find that place of being loved. And as Barry said, Romans 5 verse 5, God pours his love into our hearts. And the more he pours his love in, the more we allow him to pour his love in, the more we receive him pouring his love into our hearts. That's the thing that will bring change. Not my effort, not my performance, not my, you know, hard work trying to make something happen. It's when I live in love that, you know, my life is transformed. And it's the same for all of us. When we just allow ourselves to be soaked in love, it will bring that transformation in our hearts.
Yeah, like Jude says, keep yourself in the love of God. And that idea of keeping yourself, it's not about us. It's not like a work, but what it's being intentional.
Yeah.
Right? It's just like when if I want to spend time with my wife, I mean, I need just to be intentional about that. It's not like if I'm, you're running in the opposite direction and I expect that we're going to have, you know, this wonderful close relationship, you know, it just, we need to position ourselves, you know, keeping yourself in the love of God is, from what I read about the Greek, it's just like, it's actually like keeping your eye on a ball. Mm-hmm. Like if you're in a golf swing or if you're swinging a baseball bat, it's being intentional about that place. I can remember James Jordan, and it was very powerful. Anytime I've heard him say this to people, you know, in a meeting, he'd say, the Father not only loves you, he is loving you in this very moment.
And
so I think part of that, what we're talking about is just even stopping and just asking the Father, like, Father, thank you that you're loving me right now. And even ask the Father, even in that moment, by the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of wisdom and revelation, to awaken in us that sense of his abiding presence, you know, because it isn't like he isn't loving us if we don't feel his love. He's continually loving us. Yeah. But the reality is, are we actually encountering that love, experiencing that love, living in that love? And I think the more that we realize that's the priority that the Father is looking for in our life, it's like, it just, you know, 1 Corinthians 14:1, Paul says, make love your greatest aim. The Amplified Version says, make it your great quest. And I think, you know, oftentimes, and I know Mark doesn't have this problem, But oftentimes my challenge is I forget that my memory, I forget who I am. I forget that I'm loved. I forget that my Father says he'll provide for me. I forget that, you know, he is the ever-present help in our time of trouble. And then I start living in my own mind and my own thoughts and trying to be my own provider, my own, you know, the solutions coming from my own being.
Yeah.
But it's when I remember again and say, oh, Father, what was I thinking? You love me.
Yeah.
You're a good dad. And I think that's all part of that journey of us just staying in that place of love.
Yeah. Yeah. And I forget too, Barry. I was just thinking of something else James says, you know, Barry said that, you know, he's loving us right now, and there's never been a moment that he's not loved us. And I can't remember what James said, but he said something that was very good. I've forgotten. It will probably come back to me in a minute. But it's true. There's, you know, he's loving us right now with an everlasting love. And, you know, I remember what James said, you know, it's not the Father. I got it. James said, it's not the Father's ability to love us. It's our ability to receive it.
Yeah.
And, you know, we can rely. You know, John says in his first letter, we can know and rely on the love God has for us because it's constant. Mm. It's never ending. It's indisputable. And, you know, his ability to love us is not measured by our performance, our behavior. You know, he is love. He can do nothing else because he is love. It's the very nature of who he is. And so it's not down to him. Well, it is. Well, it's not. He doesn't change. You know, his love for us doesn't change, you know. And it's like putting ourselves under that waterfall of love. You know, I mean, Barry lives near the Niagara Falls. I mean, when I visit, we go there, and you know, you just see this waterfall, and you think, wow. And it's, you know, I've been there 3 or 4 times, and seen the Niagara Falls, and every time I go, it's like, wow, this is amazing. And it's like that's just a small picture, in a way, of what the Father's love for us is like. There's just this torrent of love. And you know, we can take the umbrella down and just soak ourselves in it and not have this protective layer over us, but we can just open ourselves to receive, because, you know, the Father's ability to love never changes. But, you know, are we in that place of being open? Like, as Paul said, you know, the eyes of our heart to be open to see, the ears of our heart to be open to hear, so that we can receive all that love the Father wants to pour into our hearts.
Mm. Well, as you said, the part two of that prayer, right? The part one of the prayer is that the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of wisdom and revelation, helps us to know the Father better. And part two of that prayer is to help us know who we are in that revelation of love, right? Because it says, I pray that the eyes of your heart might be opened, that you might know the hope of your calling and the glorious inheritance that you have together with all the saints. And I think part of the journey that we're on, and that it's not like, you know, part one, then part two, it's just a swirling eddy, just of that torrent of God's love, that we're knowing him and the Holy Spirit's bringing a revelation of who we are in as we know the Father. And I think that's where, when we begin to live in this place more and more, and I have a theory that it's going to take an eternity for us to be able to actually be so filled with the full measure of the fullness of God. And, you know, I know there won't be years, but I wouldn't be surprised in what would be an equivalent of 10,000 years in eternity, where we'll be still getting together and we'll be marveling at how much we're loved.
Absolutely. Yes. I mean, you know, even that little phrase, all of the fullness of God. Right. I mean, you know, that's a lot of fullness, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's all of the fullness of God. So, yeah, it's pretty big. And it's like, that's what we enter into. I mean, you know, I was reading this morning a blog posting that James Jordan had put up in the last day or two on his Facebook blog, which is M. James Jordan. And, you know, James has put some really good, I mean, everything James puts up is good, but some of the stuff recently has been really, really good. And he put a blog posting up today about finding that place of intimacy with the Father. Mm. And he talks about the jar of perfume that is like a gift. And, you know, he was saying we find it just, you know, that in that still, quiet place on our own. And that's kind of, you know, that's a little bit like what Paul is saying in the second prayer in Ephesians chapter 3, you know, where Paul prays, I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts. And it's like Paul's prayer is, we are not, our spirit is not big enough or strong enough to contain all that the Father, all that Jesus wants to do in us and through us.
Mm.
And Paul says, hey guys, we need to be strengthened by the Holy Spirit in order that Christ can dwell in us.
Yeah.
And I guess we've all had an experience of that, right? We've all got some understanding of what that means. But yet there's an expansion, a stretching, a strengthening, so that we can contain more. He says, you know, and the more we are strengthened by the Holy Spirit, the more we expand, the more Christ dwells in our heart through faith. It's like the more it becomes him being seen in us, him being made manifest in us, and less of us. And I guess this is the longing of all of our hearts, is that, you know, we would be so expanded so that we would have more of his presence, and the more of his presence we have, the less of us there is. And, you know, Paul says, you know, I pray that you would be rooted and established or planted in love. And as you are planted in love, that you would begin to experience how vast this love is. You know, it's not just a little flower pot. You know, it's just like there's an enormity of the Father's love for us to experience, that we would know the height, the depth, the width and the length, and that this love goes beyond knowledge. Mm. And yeah, this is, and I felt when I read James's blog this morning, this is the experience he's describing. That the roots of our life go down into love, so that love becomes the source of our energy, the source of our life, the source of everything we are. Now, you know, I'm not a gardener, right? But I know that you have to plant plants in good soil, because the better the soil, nutrition and all that sort of stuff, and air and all, you know, blah-di-da, you know, the better the soil, the better the plant. Because the plant draws its life and its energy from the soil. And, you know, I guess this is about relationship. This is not about doing the right thing or following the right theologies or the right theories and all that sort of stuff. But this is about saying, hey, I want to be so expanded and so strengthened that Christ dwells in me, and I begin to understand what this love is like. And it's kind of going to run away with itself, because the more we become rooted and grounded in love, the more we understand how vast it is. And, you know, there's never going to be a time that we're going to become pot bound in his love. Because we're going to go on, as Barry's just said, we're going to go on and on and on and on throughout eternity, experiencing the length, the breadth, the height and the depth. And I was just thinking this morning when I read James's blog, how important it is for us not to put our roots down into performance or intellectual whatever, but to put our roots down into him. And he becomes our life.
Yeah.
Because this love, this experience that we're talking about, is going to go beyond knowledge. And then this is when he says, that you may be filled to all the fullness of the measure of God. And it's like, for us to experience all of the fullness of God, we have to be planted in love.
And of course, I like the next verse, because sometimes the type A personalities, the strivers, the performance junkies might think, okay, how do I get that? How do I, you know, posture my heart in order to receive the full measure of the fullness of God? And then Paul says, after he says this amazing, massively expansive thing that we can't even imagine with our intellect in any way, then he says, unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ever ask for or imagine. And you see, that is the case. It's our Father. And I think, you know, the thing that I need to remind myself of sometimes, and maybe we all need to be reminded, that the Father wants us to know his love more than we want to know his love. The Father has emptied the bank when he sent Jesus, and Jesus even said, you know, I have made you known and I will continue to make you known. And that was just the night before the cross. And so we know that Jesus is continuing in our life. The ministry of the Son is bringing a revelation of the Father to us every day. And of course, we know that the ministry of the Holy Spirit is to bring a revelation not only of the Son, but of the Father as well. And I think, you know, one of the things, Mark, when we talk about the simplicity of love, and I think of Romans 8, you know, starting at verse 15, where Paul says, you have not received a spirit to make you a slave to fear, but you received the spirit of sonship by which you cry, Abba, Father. And the Holy Spirit bears witness with your spirit that you are God's children and his heirs and joint heirs with Jesus. And when we begin to understand that, like I really believe in my own journey, is that the Abba cry in our hearts, where we not just to say the word, but at a level in our heart, that's a revelation that says, you really are my Abba. You are my Father. I came from you. You are my Abba. And the Holy Spirit at that moment bears witness with that and testifies to that and reinforces that, reassures in us, yes, that's the case. And so I really believe that I don't know if there's a more precious prayer that we can pray to the Father than that one word, Abba. You really are my Father. And that just comes down to that glorious simplicity of love again, doesn't it? Because that's, you know, of course, and I've said it before, and I know you feel the same way, but the feeling that I've had in my own heart when my grandchildren for the first time were able to say Grandpa, it was like, you know, up to half my kingdom, what can I give you? It so thrilled my heart. And when we begin to understand that the Father loves it when you call him Abba more than you love to say it, it's like, oh my goodness, Father, would you make that revelation known to us in a deeper level than ever before? Wow.
Yeah, I mean, I've said it many times. For me, you know, God wants to be a father to us. Yeah, he wants us to experience that simplicity. And I don't want to lose that. That's to me the central thing, is that we come to a place where we know that we're loved by the Father, and we experience Him being a Father to us. You know, He wants to be a Father to you. That describes a relationship. That describes intimacy. And, you know, Barry, I just wonder, let's just put some music on. Let's just take a few minutes to allow this truth to soak into our hearts. Just allow, just bring your heart to the Father again today. Say, Father, here's my heart. You know, I just want you to pour your love into my heart. I want you to expand me so I can receive more. You know, I want to know who you are. You know, we've all got some understanding. We've all got a measure of understanding of who He is. But, you know, make it your cry tonight, Father, I want to know you more. That's what Paul was praying. Give me that spirit of wisdom. Give me that spirit of revelation. And let's just take a few moments. And then maybe in a few moments, Barry and I will just come and pray. But, you know, just open your hearts for what Father wants to do. Because he always wants to do more, because there's always more.
Yeah.
Father, just once again, we ask for that spirit of wisdom and revelation to get to know you better. Thank you, Father, that your love is constant, that your love never ends, never changes, that you love us with a perfect love all of the time because you are love. And so, Father, we just simply want to open our hearts today to receive more of that love. Father, I just particularly want to pray just for those who are struggling, those who are going through a difficult season, that the eyes of their heart would be opened afresh, the ears of their heart would hear afresh, that they would see you in a deeper and fresh way. Father, I just ask for that outpouring of your love into their hearts by the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father, that you're loving each one of us right now. There's never been a moment you've not loved us. And just expand our hearts to receive. Father, remove the blockages. And just cause us to be open to receive more of your wonderful love. Thank you, Father.
Yeah, Father, we ask that we just the sensitivity to your indwelling presence. That where we don't sense you around us, Father, where we don't feel you, I just pray that you would just heighten our awareness that you are loving us in this very moment. And Father, for those times, and we all have those times when we cannot sense your presence, that we can't feel it tangibly, maybe we're going through hardships. Father, in those times, we ask that your grace would just carry us and sustain us, and that even by faith, Abba, we would just know that even if we don't feel your presence, that we would believe that you are loving us in this very moment.
Yeah.
And Father, I ask that you would help to set our hearts at rest. All the busyness, all the distractions, all of the restlessness that we can struggle with. Would your love come? Would your love calm every anxious heart? For everyone who struggles to even sleep at night because of anxious thoughts, Father, I just pray that your love would come. And that scripture that says in the Psalms that you give your beloved sleep.
Yeah, thank you, Father.
Yeah, so Father, would your love come and just settle on us like a blanket today?
Yeah.
And would you just be a father to us in every way we need a dad right now?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Father, I just ask that each one of us would experience more of the length, more of the breadth, more of the height, more of the depth of your love. Just even over the next few days, Father, take each one of us into a deeper expression of your love. Father, help us never to settle with what we've received or what we've got, but help us to just desire more. To find that place that each one of us can receive, where we can be still, where our heart can be at rest.
Yeah.
Because, Father, you can do more than we ask or imagine. You're bigger than our dreams for ourselves. Yeah, thank you, Father. Yeah. Pooh. Yeah. More, Father, more.
And Father, we ask for the glorious simplicity of love.
Yeah.
That the kingdom of God belongs to little children.
Yeah.
And Father, would you even in this very moment open up the portals in our own heart to the one-year-old and the two-year-old and the five-year-old in our lives, Father? Because our lives are like growth rings. And we are the summation of every life experience that we've ever had. And so, Father, would we ask for the grace just to open our hearts up so that you would pour your love into the little us. Bring healing to every parental wounding we've ever experienced, Father. And that your love come and bring healing and restoration.
Thank you. Well, thank you, Father.
Amen.
Thank you all so much for joining us. We're not quite sure which Wednesday we'll be back in September, but my office will talk to Barry's office and we'll come up with a plan. But just bless you all. Have a wonderful summer break. Have a great time. And come and join us in September for the start of our 14th year together.
Yeah. And keep an eye out during the summer. You never know. There might be a flash, last minute kind of get together. So we'll let you know. Just watch Facebook for that.
We might just go live just for the sake
might
of...
Just...
Go live.
That's right.
And we look forward to seeing you all again in September.
Yeah.
So bless you. Yes. Thank you.
Bless
and
you.
Have a good rest of the week.